from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, October 24th. Coming up, dozens of victims of the Highland Park shooting have signed on to a set of lawsuits, fueled by a desire to end mass shootings. We'll learn more from Anna Savchenko in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Illinois Congressman Sean Casten hosted a roundtable Friday on protecting abortion access. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The lawmakers were joined by a panel of physicians, policy experts, and abortion rights activists at a hospital in the Chicago suburbs. Several panelists suggested creating a medical triage system for the patients coming into Illinois for abortion care, informing them where to go depending on how risky their pregnancy is. Pelosi said Illinois has become a safe haven.
We're very proud of what's happening in California also, but nonetheless, Illinois and California cannot carry. It isn't even if we wanted to and could, it's that women shouldn't have to bear the burden of travel.
Pelosi said Democrats want to codify abortion protections into federal law. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Speaker Chris Welch says it's likely the Illinois House will be sent and vote on proposed changes to the Safety Act during the fall veto session, regardless of the outcome of the November 8th election. During a weekend stop in Bloomington Normal, Welch said he expects the Public Safety Working Group will have a recommendation that he'll call for a vote. Republicans have put Democrats on the defensive over safety concerns related to the criminal justice reform law, which will end cash bail starting January 1st. Welch says Republican criticisms are race-baiting and fear-mongering.
I wouldn't be surprised that all of the rhetoric that you're hearing disappears November 9th, no matter who wins or loses the election. It's a campaign tactic.
Welch was the keynote speaker at the McLean County Democrats' Obama Legacy Dinner at Illinois State University. Can wine bring people of different political stripes together? One prominent local chef thinks so, as Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports.
Orange wine is poured into a glass at a restaurant facing East Main Street in downtown Champaign.
Yeah, this place is, Ladro Enoteca. It's a small bottle shop / wine bar / conserva bar.
That's owner and sommelier Thad Morrow, who's originally from Jacksonville, Illinois. After studying public policy and environmental science at Indiana University, he pursued his true passion, food and wine. Thad has cooked appetizers for President Barack Obama in New York and for his presidential opponent, Mitt Romney, in Illinois. Thad says wine can inspire more meaningful political conversations.
I think wine kind of smooths over a lot. One, like, is the alcohol involved, but two is it smooths over some stuff, and I think you can have a regular civil conversation and probably hash out some, like, common ground.
I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
The former president of AT&T Illinois has pleaded not guilty to corruption charges. Paul Laschiazza had his first hearing in federal court Friday on five counts stemming from a bribery scandal at the state capitol. Prosecutors say AT&T gave a contract to a former state lawmaker to illegally win favor with the former Illinois House Speaker and state Democratic Chairman Mike Madigan. The cases against AT&T and Laschiazza were unsealed a week ago. Madigan has denied wrongdoing. Still to come, dozens of victims of the Highland Park shooting have signed on to a set of lawsuits fueled by a desire to end mass shootings. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's been nearly 4 months since the July 4th shooting in Highland Park that left 7 people dead and dozens wounded. The victims filed a set of lawsuits recently against the gun maker Smith & Wesson, two gun stores, the alleged shooter, and his father. As Anna Savchenko reports, the victims are hoping to hold the gun industry accountable and also find some sense of closure.
Lauren Bennett was shot twice in the back on July 4th at the Highland Park Parade.
Imagine a hot metal dart-like projectile tearing through your body faster than the speed of sound.
That's her at a recent press conference where her lawyers announced the lawsuits, All eyes and cameras were on her.
As nervous as I was, and I was shaking, and my heart was beating so hard, but it almost felt therapeutic because it's my words, my truth.
Bennett was there that day with her husband, two of her sons, her parents, her in-laws. Her mom and mother-in-law suffered gun wounds, too. I asked her what it's like to think about the shooting now, almost 4 months later.
It is terrifying because it's constantly on my mind. The sounds of bullets, the sights of bullets around me, how quick it could happen out in the open.
She's angry, too.
The anger is deep with that. I'm trying not to touch into that too much.
But as she says that, Bennett tenses up.
This is about my family, and we are not the same. We will never be the same. I have injuries painted on my body that I have to look at every day.
And this lawsuit is her way of fighting back.
Because anything that could help prevent this from the future, I'm on board and I will put my face out there for the cause.
She and the other plaintiffs are trying to put an end to these mass shootings. They're going after gun maker Smith & Wesson, which makes the assault rifle police say was used. Smith & Wesson, the two gun stores, the alleged shooter, and his father wouldn't comment on the lawsuits. Specifically, the suits allege that Smith & Wesson used deceptive marketing strategies. And Antonio Romanucci, one of the lawyers working on the lawsuits, says they motivate young men
to use these weapons for a purpose that really these guns weren't designed for.
Historically, victims of gun violence had little success suing gun manufacturers over deaths and injuries caused by firearms. That changed earlier this year when victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting settled with gunmaker Remington for $73 million. By targeting Remington's marketing practices, the attorneys created a new legal strategy.
The Sandy Hook plaintiffs are really one of the only three times that plaintiffs have brought these lawsuits against firearms manufacturers and received a settlement of any kind.
Timothy Litton is with Georgia State University. He studied lawsuits against the firearms industry for decades.
No plaintiff has ever won a jury award or won in court, but there have been a handful of settlements. And the idea that you could pursue a case far enough to get to settlement, I think, was something that's probably attractive to the attorneys in the Highland Park case. And it represents a possible strategy.
One that Litton said could give the Highland Park victims a real chance of winning this legal battle. But the personal battle of coming to terms with what happened on July 4th is one the Bennetts fight day to day. They're grieving in different ways. Her husband and 9-year-old son are math and science kind of guys.
They like facts. So from the beginning, you know, they just took the emotion out and had to go through what happened, piece everything together.
Bennett is trying to hold it together for her kids, she says, to do what she can to protect their innocence. She herself has found comfort in talking to other witnesses.
You know, I just want to know all the details. What do they remember? I'm kind of my own little journalist just because I want it to make sense in my head.
The lawsuit is helping in that way, too, helping her try to connect the dots that led to the shooting and to demand accountability. Anna Savchenko, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 77 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Ryan Denham, Harrison Malkin, Katie O'Connell, and Anna Savchenko. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.